Toronto, I would imagine you had a few Olympic breaks to, yep. to handle, but this might be a little bit different because of the circumstances in terms of some of the things you want to do now?
Yeah, there'd be a little bit more areas that I don't know what to expect coming into the day. Not having a really good handle of our fitness level in terms of building it over a couple of years to kind of, and then knowing all the personnel, what to expect when they come back. But the game plan is different. I know the term training camp gets fired around. We haven't done that in the past. It's nuts. Let's see how hard we can beat these guys up. That's for training camp. We're going to get them back up to speed as quick as we possibly can. And we'll do some conditioning here in the next 3 or 4 days for sure, but only because you never get a chance to during the regular season, so you take it when you can.
Any update on Enstrom or Setoguchi?
Yeah, Seto's got a little of I normally don't get into details, but he's got a bit of a bursitis issue on one of his elbows. We don't expect it to be a problem, certainly for our first game, but we're just going to let it settle down. It was just something from working out, and we want to make sure that this is an infection issue, so we're a little sensitive to that right now. So he's fine. Toby had if we had played a game today, Toby would have been in the lineup. He's got a lower body injury that's not overly serious, but it's a it'll nag if you let it. So I'm not worried about his fitness level at all, and we're going to be able to train him until this thing completely heals. So both very Toby's pretty minor injury that we're hoping to clean up pretty soon.
Over these next 5 or 6 days, Paul, is there anything on the priority list that you'd like to get into place between now and next Thursday?
Yeah, so we'll move to kind of the second phase. There are three main defensive systems, 5-on-5, your D zone number one, your neutral zone, and how you forecheck without the puck. So we'll work at, we've started almost solely our D zone. We'll start looking at our neutral zone and our forecheck here over the next 2 days. Our sole focus is trying to find ways that we can be more aggressive with it. And the first thing you do is you make sure everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to do. That's really what's going to happen here in the next 3 or 4 days. And once everybody knows their routes, they can just run them faster. So you're immediately more aggressive. And then we are going to change some things that they've been doing. The neutral zone is the one area I think is the hardest, and that you've got to get that right. So we looked at the Olympic break as some solid practice days to try to get that right.
This team was so hot heading into the break. Does that momentum carry through 2 weeks, or is it just starting all over again right now?
Well, I think both. Let's say that we start over again every day, right? So you've got to you've got to get to that emotional level every day in the NHL. Usually you've got only a day or two of practice. This is an unusual thing to have happen to your team, so there is the question of getting back to that emotional level. I like the way we compete, and certainly there were some very emotional games, and I think maybe Chicago more than ever, to have the first two periods go that way and then find that jump and that good feeling. But there hasn't been a game that I walked off the bench where I didn't think that, geez, there are 4 or 5 areas that we can really get a lot better at. We can be better than we are. So I'm not coming off the bench a lot of nights thinking, man, we're really flying. We've got it all going. I don't have that sense. I'm not disappointed in their play in any means. We've got by here, I think, on compete and a good bunch of guys. We skate well. We got some size. Like, our assets have been good. The things that we should be good at, we've brought. But there's still a lot of room, and we're still finding out how we're going to play. Not learning the game, we're learning the Winnipeg Jets game, what we're going to do. And I think as we get more in tune with that, we should play a better, sounder, more aggressive game. So I guess to answer your question, I never felt, especially in the last 2 weeks that we were here, that it was a momentum thing that we were riding. I didn't think we were all that lucky. I didn't think that we were just getting some breaks and getting lucky in a lot of those games. I thought we were pretty darn good in some hard areas, and that was the difference. Penalty kill's been good. Our D-zone coverage, with the exception of the Washington game, was pretty darn good, and we should be able to manufacture those every night just on compete level.
What have you thought of your Olympians so far?
In what I've seen, fun to watch them. I saw a bunch of games over the break, but if one of my kids had a hockey game, I didn't see the night games, and if somebody had a practice, I didn't see that too. My kids' hockey took priority over the Olympics. I'll watch it a little closer now, but I'm happy for them to get an experience. I do think they all get something from those Olympics. I think it's a good thing for the individual.